says that the mirage of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was he says, what are the arguments proving that the mirage of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was a spiritual journey and not a physical one?
That's right. The most central to the issue is the point which has to be first determined, whether God is spiritual or corporal. Is he material or spiritual? Is he seated in one direction or is he everywhere? أَنَا مَتَوَلُّ فَثَمَّ وَجْهُ اللَّهِ هُوَ اللَّهُ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. I mean, words to that effect have been expressed so clearly in different verses of the Holy Quran that you cannot conceive of a space anywhere in the universe and beyond which is empty of God. So when you are required to move to Him, which way will you go? A corporal body has a point in space which has a which can be approached from different directions. But if there is no corporal body, suppose you somebody tells you to go towards the echo of the Big Bang, with which the entire universe is filled, which way will you go? There and then you will be rooted. You have no way to go. So some of the Muslims believe Hazrat Muhammad Rasul Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam to have corporal body. The answer to them lies in this, that a corporal body cannot move in any specific direction towards something, some being, which is only spiritual. And for those who believe that Hazrat Muhammad Rasul Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam was spiritual, they have already resolved the issue. It is a spiritual journey by a spirit. How can spirit, which has no body, make a bodily journey? So there is no issue involved, in fact. Secondly, this scenario is very crude indeed. But the Holy Quran has very specific intention expressions which give light to this concept. When Hazrat Rasul Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam is known to have seen God, there is one verse which says, "Ma kadhab al fuadu ma ra." His heart did not tell lie regarding what the heart had seen. So the hearts do not see corporal things, and it has to be a spiritual image the heart must have seen. Other indications, of course, but I'll come now to the narration of the journey as we find in different authentic books of tradition. There are very positive indications that the journey was not physical, it was spiritual. For instance, you see mentioned that Muhammad Rasul Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam stopped at the point where there was a lot tree. Now, can a Muslim with any sense believe that the parting line between humanity and God is marked by a lot tree? That lone lot tree hanging in the space, you know, dangling somewhere, and that makhluk, the lot tree, has to be a creation that has always been closest to God than the rest of the creation. If the closeness is measured in terms of how many miles away, or how many miles closer, then that lot tree has always been the closest to God. So where that lot tree reached, even Rasulullah sallam reached, what was the difference? It's very nonsensical to believe that it was a bodily journey, not the spiritual. So what does lottery mean? It can only mean anything if it is taken to be just a symbol. Because it was a custom then, as it is now, even in the Punjab elsewhere, sometimes to draw the demarcation line and to give the message that this is our boundary. On the boundary, many villagers plant this tree because it is thorny, it is bushy, and it covers a lot of space and works as a symbol that this is my boundary, stop here. Beyond this, you are not permitted to come. So I believe this was the symbol of that.
Similarly then to how in this country the farmers used to have the hedgerow.
Hedgerow, that's right, exactly. It's also thorny, isn't it?
Yes.
It's quite thorny. So anyway, now turning to other messages which are potent with wisdom only if you take them to be spiritual rather than literal. During that journey, Hazrat Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was offered three cupfuls by a very old hag. I mentioned her to be a hag. Why? It will come later on. Why? I'm intentionally not using a word of respect. One of the cups was full of milk, the other was full of wine, the third was full of water. And Hazrat Rasulullah Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam accepted the cup of milk and rejected the other two. And then Jibril, the archangel, said, "You did right. It was a wise act. Because this old hag was the world." Now, can you imagine the entire world having got turned into an old woman? And where were the rest of the Sahabas and all the rest of the people in the world? It's inconceivable. It has to have a spiritual symbol. And the symbol is so understandable, so clearly understandable, if one applies one's mind more seriously. The fact is that for the survival and for gaining energy, there are three possibilities. Water is vital for the survival, but it has no energy. You can't live on water alone. You can't live by bread alone, you know, like that. And wine seems to give you energy. It fills you with a sense of energy which has not come from outside. What it does to you is that it flushes the system with your own blood. And your own blood begins to burn. And the burning of your own energy is what you feel as energy, given to you in the form of that wine. So in fact, you don't gain any energy, you lose energy by drinking wine. Now turn to milk. This is the only food which all the doctors, old and modern, are agreed that is the perfect food. It has water, it has all the ingredients that are necessary for human growth. You see, for about 2 or more years, the infants are fed entirely on milk. And they grow in every part of their body. Their brain is built by that milk, the eyes, their bones, their nails, their flesh. Whatever makes a human body receives its food and energy from milk. So the message was that the Sharia of Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam had been perfected. He has been given the milk, that is of his choice. After this, man must not look elsewhere for anything else. If he uses the Sharia as spiritual food and spiritual drink, it is sufficient for all the growth that is required by man. So one, as a Muslim, begins a new journey in life like an infant and is fed on the milk of Hazrat Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's Sharia. So this is very clear and understandable. Otherwise, what would you mean by that? What was meant by that, I mean? Nothing. Similarly, Hazrat Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam during one of such spiritual journeys, we call spiritual and they, the others insist, are corporal, he is told to have said, according to the Quran, led prayer in Masjid al-Aqsa. See, Masjid al-Aqsa is situated in Jerusalem. Now, innocent, ordinary people do not know that that Masjid al-Aqsa did not exist at the time of this revelation of this verse. It was just the ruins of Solomon's temple. And those ruins were filled with filth and, you know, all the rubbish and garbage was thrown on that hillock-like place, which was the ruins of Solomon's temple. And the Holy Quran speaks of Masjid al-Aqsa, Masjid, which was built not in the lifetime of Hazrat Muhammad Rasul Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but after him during Abdul Malik, I think it was the Caliph who built. But after the Khulafa Rashidin, I must say. So how could it be that Masjid where Rasul Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam led the prayer, and all the prophets followed him there? What does it mean? It only meant Masjid al-Aqsa means a place of worship which is beyond our four dimensions, which is a spiritual place. And the message was that a prophet has come to lead all the prophets. The glad tidings was that the followers of all the prophets of the world would willingly one day follow this prophet. And when they do, then this masjid will be created, where symbolically the prayer has been said. So if you take these messages or this narration of the journey as literal, then you lose all meanings. If you take it to be spiritual, then suddenly it's filled up with wisdom and incomparable wisdom. So that is our stance about Hazrat Rasul Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's journey. And if somebody else still likes to stick to this corporal concept, let him.
Well, it would mean that not only the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was a superman to be able to take this journey without oxygen, but also that all the other prophets would have avoided supermen for him to be able to physically...
No, but in that sense... this is an argument, but I think it can be answered by others by saying that they were souls, and souls do not need oxygen to live by. Huh?
What's the spiritual significance of the berserk, the horse-like?
Oh yes, that's right. The horse is means. Horse is indicative of means of flight. The horse of all the animals is one animal which has carried man to all the glorious victories in history. See, no other animal can be even conceived to come near horse in its usefulness during the battles with other people, other nations. And for journey also, of all the animals, this is the most useful and most appropriate animal for covering distances.
Fastest method of transport.
That's right. So, but the wings indicated it is a spiritual journey, because no real horse has wings.